Having trouble sleeping? Your teen pop princess girlfriend won't have sex with you and it's tearing up your heart? Or maybe your novel about basketball was canceled? Or maybe you just need a new mattress? Well, pop on into Justin Resnick Timberlakes. Say bye 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 to that nasty old mattress. I'm sure you will be satisfied because it's gonna be me who sells for less. Justin Resnick Timberlakes. We won't quit till we're number one on TRL. That's right, TRL. Total relaxation and luxury. Where are the stores? Here are the stores. Colony, Route 5. Latham, Coxsackie, Route 9 and Route 20. Slingerland's, next Taco Bell.
Blind people are people too.
They don't deserve to have other people's genitalia in their face.
Treat everyone equally.
Even if they are blind bastards that give you weird looks.
Remember, just because they can't see you doesn't mean you should be waving your privates in their face.
A public service announcement from the Albany Board of Corrections.
And that was Celine Dion's Because You Love Me instrumental version. This is DJ Insomniac, and you're listening to
Brush Topper Radio.
I just want to remind everyone that there are free samples of Price Chopper salad dressing in aisle 3, so head on over there and get your snack on. Don't forget to use your Price Chopper Advantage card for savings on all your favorite summertime snacks. And I want to send a big shout out to Mark, our bagger. Mark to the front, please. Mark to the front. We need you bagging at register number 7. Okay, I got instrumental music from The Beatles coming up, as well as John Mellencamp. But first, here's the instrumental version of Stay by Lisa Loeb on Price Chopper Radio.
If you have a problem with anger management, you should come to...
No, the problem is you're hogging the mic, all right?
Wait, you're not even supposed to be in on this one. Now, you're coming in on the next one.
Listen, you're not the director, okay? We're supposed to do equal parts here, all right?
Leave it.
So why don't you
step... Why don't you step off, boy?
Why don't you make me step off?
You're smaller than me, you know.
Yeah, by a quarter of an inch. Not much. And you put lifts in your shoes, so I don't even want to hear it.
A public service announcement from the Albany Board of Corrections.
Where else can you hear Purple Haze done entirely with hand farts?
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Where else can you hear angry midgets threatening to kick your ass?
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you!
Where else can you hear one lone white boy sing every part of Lady Marmalade? Where else but Talk Show 91? Each week we bring you quality entertainment, such as Alan Chartok's Dance Party.
Taking some of your phone calls on the Alan Chartok Dance Party about various subjects like my affinity for underage exotic dancers, my love of freeballing, and the fact that I've just defecated in the studio.
And our weekly soap, The Young and the Dyslexic.
I couldn't read the street signs. I couldn't read the names of the hotels. I can't read. I'm highly dyslexic. I'm beyond dyslexic.
Check us out online, www.talkshow91.org, and tune in every Sunday night from 8 to 11 p.m. right here on 90.9 FM, WCDB, Albany.
We understand if there's not a lot of parking spaces. We understand if you gotta walk a little ways to get to where you're going, but please, leave the handicapped spaces open for people who are handicapped. No plate, no tag, don't park there. And if we are gonna park there, at least you could do is like limp or something. I mean, can't you just like drool? I mean, just look handicapped so people don't give you an attitude. You know, bring a cane.
A public service announcement from the Albany Board of Corrections.
They seek flesh. They lust for bone. They're totally wild, and they're out for sex. It's February. Get ready for the thrill ride of your life. Girls Gone Wild 9, Girls in Wyoming, is headed your way. 9 girls with a devious thirst for sexual mayhem and mass destruction are unleashing their brand of chaos on a small town in Wyoming.
I hear them. They're coming. They're getting closer. They're here. No!
dismemberment, sexual pleasure, death.
You see, David, they're girls, but not just ordinary girls. They're girls gone wild. They must be stopped, no matter what the cost.
This winter, one lone boy will stand up against the secret desire of every man in the world.
I will not cave in to your sexual evils and let you crawl upon me with your venomous death.
Girls Gone Wild 9, Girls in Wyoming, coming soon.
Not me, not now. What smart kids say to sex. What is this shit? I ain't no kid. I'm a full-grown man. Who the fuck wrote this shit? That's it. I ain't saying no more of these whack-ass fucking public service announcement bullshit. Fucking crack-ass motherfucking loving fucking clowns.
A public service announcement from the Albany Board of Corrections. Over the past 3 months, you have gotten to know him.
Yeah, yo, shut the fuck up, bro. I'll put my hand through your fucking head.
His bros are your bros.
Let's just go to the bar. We'll go to the bar. We'll go to the bar. Go to the bar.
You love to hate him and hate to love him.
What the three most important things in this world are: money, girls, and wet t-shirt and thong contests.
This month, cherish every episode. The Adventures of Super White Boy, Sunday nights on Talk Show 91.
Okay, Supermont, listen. There are tons of jobs here. I'm sure if we get out there and sell ourselves, someone is bound to hire us. So here, fill one of these out and take this map. It has, it maps out where all of the booths are.
I am qualified.
Mott!
Huh? What? Right. Let me see that map. Look at all these communications and computer companies. I'm sure we'll get something good here.
Okay, listen, let's split up. All right, we'll meet back here in a little while.
So, communications, huh? Do you deal with production in any way? No? Phone installation. No, I'm not interested in that. Thanks.
Oh, hey, Capital Communications, and look at that. I have a degree in communications. Oh, Capital Communications Credit Union. Oh, no, I'm not really interested in bank management right now. Thanks, though.
Oh, wow, look at all these connectors on the back of that box over on your desk there. Hey, do you guys need an audio worker? Oh, I see. Cable box installation. Training? What type of training do you need to plug in a cable box? No, I didn't mean any offense, ma'am. Can I still have a free pen? Thank you.
Hey, Mott, having any luck so far?
Nothing that I wanted to give a resume to so far. But I know that if I'm turning jobs down, then it can't be that bad. Any luck with you?
No. Not unless you count this peppermint I got from one of the booths. I mean, what kind of fair is this? I mean, it doesn't even have clowns or balloons or anything. I mean, God, what a crappy fair.
I think you need to get back to the job searching.
All right, I'll see you in a few.
ITT Tech? You guys are hiring? No. And what are you doing here? No, I really don't want to spend any more time in class. I already have 2 degrees in audio. Let go of me. Ah, I just wanted a free pen.
Hi, I'm really interested in working for a charity. Oh, my resume looks familiar to you? Well, I did get turned down for a job with your company last week. That might be why my resume looks familiar.
Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need.
Insomniac, the guy from Prudential, is giving out Hershey's Kisses.
You don't seem like the accounting type, Mott.
Who said I actually talked to him?
I getcha. Having any luck?
Well, I'm gonna crank down my sights a little and look for something with some more options. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, you guys have a good 401k, right? Can I have a pen?
Wow, no, I didn't realize the management of Price Chopper started out as baggers themselves. Do you want to see my resume? No? Oh, you just want me to fill out one of these applications instead. Okay.
So, how much does CVS pay? Oh, and how often do raises come through? Oh, that little, huh? What's that? No, I haven't seen 1 hour photo. Why do you ask? Can I have a free pen?
Hey, Ma, let's go. I think I saw that guy over there turning my application into a paper airplane.
Okay, Insomniac, I think that guy from Prudential saw me take the rest of his Hershey Kisses and got pissed. I don't know why, though. I only took one handful. You need a pen?
Got a second.
All right, go ahead,
You
Doug.
Know it's going to be a quality show when it starts?
When it starts out.
The first 10 minutes involve a 5-minute conversation about Fogg's bowel habits? Hey, Fogg.
This isn't a
how's
habit.
How's your colon doing there, boyo?
This isn't a habit.
Wait, have you been lactating recently?
This is thrust upon me, my friend.